Hello and welcome to Being Well. I'm Forrest Hansen. Today we're trying something new. Dr. Rick Hansen has an ongoing free newsletter titled Just One Thing, where each week he shares one simple suggestion for greater happiness and well-being. I'll include a link to it in the description of today's podcast if you'd like to sign up. It's a big world with an awful lot of ideas that don't always line up with one another. So sometimes it's nice to have one simple thing to focus on. Just one thing. As we continue to interview guests on the podcast, we're planning on asking them for their just one thing as well. Just one thing they do each day to support their own happiness. So here's just one thing from Dr. Christine Carter.
What's the most important thing you do inside your own mind on a day-to-day basis each day for your own well-being?
Well, undoubtedly, I think the most important thing I do is meditate. I meditate twice a day for 20 minutes. And it's really important for me in just taking the time, even if all I do is sit and think. I have found that there is no relationship between my subjective experience of an individual meditation and the benefits that I get from it over the long haul. For a long time, I didn't meditate. I have been trained in every form, and I was basically a not meditator, right? Like it was like this thing I felt like I should be doing but wasn't doing. And I think I didn't do it for a lot of reasons. One of them was that I just couldn't handle my own stillness, of the whole idea of not doing something. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I was a hamster on a wheel moving so fast. And as soon as I became a really regular meditator, everything changed for me in part, but maybe mostly because I was willing to just be enough as I was, not accomplishing something for the moment. And to make that the highest priority in my life is just being enough twice a day. I just am enough, just sitting here. And it's the meditation that's important for me inside my own mind, but it's also the feelings of being enough.
As you are.
As I am. I am always already okay, right?
Is that what you meditate upon? Or could you just take a minute and tell us how you meditate?
Yeah, I do transcendental meditation. And sometimes in my meditation, it's just the mantra. And sometimes there's nothing. Mostly I'm thinking. And then I remember and then the mantra. And sometimes I have the mantra and my thoughts. And all four of those options are fine. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful practice.
Yeah.
So that was just one thing from Christine Carter, finding some time each day to meditate, center herself, and remember that she's all right right now. I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and we'll be back in a few days with part two of our conversation with Dr. Carter, which will explore the sweet spot. Until then, thanks for listening.